Good afternoon. This is Sue Martin with Ag Investment Services, located here in Clarion, Iowa, with our midday futures report. Well, many markets are in red today, and it's kind of a risk-off type of day. We have gold retracing back $52 as I speak, and of course, that's down almost $100 from their highs of yesterday. The silver down $1.05, $1.06 as I speak, and crude oil is down about $16. Yeah, about $16.04. So crude's catching kind of a hard break here as well. Now, what's that said, I think it's just a liquidation kind of a day. When I look at the wheat market, the wheat stats came out. Of course, they lowered Russian production, or not production, but exports by about 3 million metric tons. And they lowered production by 300,000 metric tons. So just mainly keeping everything in the country, but still just not having as much to export. Now, Ukraine, they lowered exports there as well by 4 million metric tons, but they took one of those million metric tons that they weren't going to export and put it into feed usage. And the net result is that their carryout is basically estimated at 16.9, and it's that increased a little bit, and that's basically because the exports went down 3 million metric tons. So, you know, the Brazilian corn remained unchanged, no changes there at all, and Ukrainian corn, by the way, 41.9 million metric tons, down about 100,000 metric tons. And, of course, their exports were reduced, basically about 6 million metric tons because of all the situation that's going on there. And then we look at Argentine soybeans. Those were reduced and came in 1.5 million metric tons less than last month. And their exports were reduced as well by a million metric tons to 2.8. Brazilian soybeans, as we mentioned, exports at 85.5, down the 5 million metric tons. So, you know, basically the only numbers that changed, imports of soybeans for China was reduced by 3 million metric tons. I'm wondering if that's all coming out of Brazil. And China's wheat crop came in, left basically unchanged from last month. And their imports were remaining the same at 9.5 million metric tons. Chinese corn production at 272.6 left unchanged. Actually, all corn stats for China were left unchanged, as was Mexico as well. The markets here today, again, it's a risk off. We've pushed the wheat market pretty hard and far. It's catching. I don't think the top is in. But this market, my indicators are turning negative on the daily. The floater is negative at 93, and the timer is sitting, I believe, at 99. Actually, it's 98% positive. But this market is vacillating, and it's no surprise to see it. The three-day moving averages have been moving right along as the market escalated higher. I think one needs to keep looking at a palm oil chart and just to get an idea of what things look like a little bit of what the potential could be yet in this week. The 10-day average is basically running just under $11 at 10.92. The three-day average is curving away from the upper Bollinger Band, and that might try to come down and maybe align a little bit with a 10-day. So it's the daily charts that are kind of trying to roll over, indicating we're going to catch some chatter here. Nothing out of line there. I still think it's a market that all of a sudden catches, and then the next thing you know, it starts working up, and then it's limit, 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 limit again. The to my knowledge, we have not heard anything yet. I think it's Thursday before Russian government will release the list of exports that are going to be banned. And we'll just have to see what that is. I doubt, seriously, if they would ban the exports of crude oil and natural gas. If they did, it would be like a huge situation, and then crude would turn right around and come whipping right back up. So we'll just have to kind of keep an eye on that. And corn is down about 11.5 cents, a big day on these corn because it's been pretty quiet. You've got the May and the July down 19.5 to 18 cents, with the March down 20.5 cents. Next Monday is expiration on the March contracts in the on the Board of Trade on beans, corn, and wheat, and, of course, the products. So, you know, the market's catching some relief. Beans aren't doing much. I still maintain I think beans are going higher. This is just all how we get there, and they haven't taken that February 24th high out yet. And I still look for that to occur. So I haven't changed my opinions at all. And, of course, the dollar is getting a huge break today of $1.13 right now on the downside. So that should be positive for exports, actually. But we'll see what happens here. With that, I'm going to bring this to a close. Wish you all a fabulous day and a successful rest of the week. And I'll be back. I'll have some comments out late Sunday afternoon, maybe early evening, but it'll be before we, well before the openings Sunday night. Have a great day.